eat breakfast for dinner and drive with no shirt on. I shoot pool ambidextrous and yes, I'm the son of a gun. If you are a father, I tell your daughter to run. When I come to town, after sundown, after sundown, going to a party, gonna drink Bacardi. You should come around after sundown. Gonna get naughty with a little hottie. Gonna do the fool around. After sundown, I cook breakfast naked after a one-night stand. I fish without a license, and yes, I'm your kind of man. Hey there, pretty darling, now go on and take my hand. We'll go to town after sundown. After sundown, going to a party, gonna drink Bacardi. You should come around after sundown. Gonna get naughty with a little hottie. Gonna do the fool around. After sundown, and when the sun rises, I'll look in your eyes and say, damn, wouldn't I after sundown, going to a party, gonna drink the party.
Don't you know how beautiful you are to me? Don't you know how much you mean to me? Don't you
those of us that knew us, we were the Romeo and Juliet of Reno, Nevada. And like all great love stories, we ended in tragedy. It all started in the biggest little city in the world. That's where I met a girl. Her name was Lorelai. I was playing video poker at Hooters restaurant. 5-card stud, of course. That's when she caught my eye. She asked me if I needed a refill on my Diet Coke. I told her diet is for fags. It was love at first sight. I knew we had something that was real, something I could feel. It was the start of a Reno romance, a Reno romance, a Reno romance, a Reno romance. We ran off to the horseshoe in that night, made love and then we cried. Sweetest lullaby. We promises and plans to build a life. Have 7 kids and never fight. Make love every night. We made love again in the morning and we had ourselves a continental breakfast in bed. Rye toast and grape jelly spread. Yeah. We set our sights on the city lights. Las Vegas, here we come. 2 more young fools in love. We got in the car, but we never got too far. The dream was too good to be true. And rattled gas at the Taco Bell drive-thru. She ordered a gordita combo and I told her to please stick to the value menu. She thought I had more money than I did. And it was tough times for the Reno romance. The Reno romance. Reno romance, Reno romance. I asked her if she could at least help me push the car. She got out but she never came back. She said she'd rather die. And when the tow truck driver came, I tried to explain, but he didn't give a crap. I was holding up the drive-thru line. I ditched the car and went off into the desert sun. I had to win her back. And thus is the power of love. And when I found my sweet Lorelai, she was dancing on some guy at the Spearmint Rhino. Worst of all, there was a guy unknown. It was my dad. It was time to say goodbye. Goodbye, darling. Who was our kid in a Reno beauty queen? And a simple country boy like me. Like mixing fire and gasoline. Left with only a burrito spring. Was it all a dream? Nope, it was a Reno romance.
Oh, and we are here in the studio today at the Indy100.com station with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale, for the show Music and Mayhem, with Travis Creeps. He is here with me.
Hello.
That was the CD. That was one of the songs off his CD, Reno Romance. And then before that, we heard Everything's Gonna Be All Right by the St. James Band. And then we started off the set with After Sundown, also by Travis Creeps. Travis.
Yes. Hello, Taylor. How you doing?
Hello there, my dear. You are hysterical. This is
Thank you. Really funny.
You've got your CD is called Unplugged in Fresno.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, as the CD says, I'm from Fresno, California, which is up north slightly.
Okay.
And yeah, this is actually my this is my demo that I'm trying to push out there, trying to get, you know, trying to get some attention.
Cool.
And yeah, I mean, well, let me just say thank you for having me in here.
Well,
it's an honor.
Thank you for being here.
And a pleasure.
Well, you know, Travis.
Mostly a pleasure.
Mostly a pleasure. And I'm also joined in the studio, of course, with my crazy little co-host, Mr. Julian Rios III.
The third.
And
how are you?
I want to say
hey, Julian.
Everybody
hey.
Out there today, we have put to rest
oh, no.
the tense situation between Julian and his lady loves.
Uh-oh.
As he is, woohoo! Gotten laid finally.
All right.
Can you press one of those buttons on the board there for?
I can, but it may be really loud. So hold on.
Yay!
So that was the sound of Julian getting laid.
That's exactly
congratulations.
Or signified
Julian.
That he actually
boo,
has gotten
boo,
laid.
Boo, boo, boo. That's the sound I make when I right before I climax.
Oh God!
Boo, 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 boo,
I know you don't want to tell us about the girl, and probably that's for the best. We probably don't need to hear all about her if you want to keep her as a girlfriend. So
yeah, she's a very
definitely.
Cool girl.
But I just want to say
I did not say anything.
I know it's good. You probably shouldn't, but I just
you shouldn't.
Say,
I've made that mistake.
Travis, I can tell by your songs you've made a lot of mistakes.
Oh yeah, I mean that's what my music's about, really. You know, it's about self-acceptance.
I just
accepting your own mistakes. You know,
I have to say I love the line, "I cook breakfast naked after a one-night stand."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And how many times have we all done that?
Right. Yeah. Do you have the visual? You know, standing in front of the stove, making some scrambled eggs.
Oh, my God.
You know,
buck naked.
Getting grease on your woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know.
Yeah. Getting grease on your dong, whatever, you know. I mean, that's the best way to make eggs.
I wanted to say that Travis, I found him at this little bar that I play at.
That's how I got on the show.
And he is quite a...
He's quite
a character.
Quite the character,
you,
absolutely. Absolutely. So where are you from originally? Fresno?
From born and raised, yeah.
You have family up there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm living in my dad's tool shed right now.
Really?
Yeah. My mom ran off to Reno a couple of Christmases back.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She was just getting fed up with family, you know. My sister has got this douche boyfriend that she's bringing around, and she, you know, she's kind of sleeping around the town a little bit. And then my dad's, you know, he kind of became more of a drunk as the years wore on.
Wow. And I understand that you're doing shows to help, you know, for the charity for your son.
Yeah, Baby Joe.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Trying to get him some gifts for Christmas this year.
Aw. Well,
he wants a fire truck, so we're really trying to
a fire truck. What kind of fire truck does he want?
A plastic
fire truck or
a real one?
I think he wanted a real one.
He wanted
a real one. I told him when he was 13, he could get a real one.
Oh,
but until then, he's just going to have to suffice with one of them Toys R Us fire trucks. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh!
Well,
all right,
him a good one.
I'll try it. I'm going to do what I can if this charity pulls through.
Well, Travis, just tell our listeners real quick where they can hear you.
So you can hear me on traviscreeps.com, my own website, Reverb Nation. You can find me on there. I'm on iTunes. I got a Christmas single out right now on iTunes that you can go and pick up. Where else? I'm playing a show at a trip in Santa Monica on January 19th.
Okay.
If you want to come out to that, you can find me there.
Sounds good. Well, right now we're going to take a listen to some more music, and we'll hear a little bit more from Travis
Creeps
here at Indy100.com with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale. Let's check out some more music.
Word told Deborah about a beautiful home, and she complains that she's all alone. Her car was breaking down, so I bought her a brand new pickup truck. Bought her engine red with leather seats, she wanted blue, just my love. It's never enough, it's never enough. I give her all my love and so much stuff, and it's still never enough. Breakdown, one, two, three, four. A woman will always want more. Six, seven, eight. That's why a man will always need to masturbate. 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't know around the 12, but a woman gonna want it. 13, 14, 15, 16. What'd you think, woman? You married Bruce Springsteen. 17, 18, 19, 20. I've got news for you, honey. It's never enough, it's never enough. I give her all my love and so much stuff, and it's still never enough, never enough, never enough, never enough. We'll be right back.
That was Love and a 38 with Shots at Sunset, coming to you right here on Music and Mayhem with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale at Indie100.com. Before that, we heard Never Enough with Travis Creeps, and before that, Ready by Sweet Davis. So this last weekend, I was at the Artist and Music Awards doing red carpet. It was a really cool night. I'm sorry that, Travis, you couldn't be there. You were playing, I understand, so didn't make it. And Julian, I believe you were playing, too.
Oh, no, I was just...
Getting laid. Okay, well, you know what? After the dry spell that you had, certainly understandable.
Mm-hmm. Let's not talk about
it. Amen. I wish I was getting laid.
What is past is past.
Well, but anyway, I do want to tell you guys that the Artists and Music Awards, that was the nomination event for all of the 27 categories that they have for all of these different independent artists. And I don't know if you know about this, but Mikey J is the creator of the Artists and Music Awards, and it was set up to promote independent artists and created to honor and recognize the best independent music artists from around the world in, I believe, 26 or 27 categories. So, you know, indie artists should really be a part of this. The next event is scheduled for February 7th. It was scheduled for the 8th, but my understanding is that it has been moved, and I believe it will be at the Whiskey A Go Go.
Cool little spot.
You can get more information about that at AIMusicAwards.com, and you can also vote for your favorite artists. And I will say this, that I have been nominated as Best DJ.
Nice.
So
damn straight.
Please go there and vote for me, right. Taylor Van Arsdale. I really appreciate it. Check the vote box. And
you got my vote, Tyler.
And while we're on that subject real quick, thank you, Travis. Thank you, mm-hmm. Julian. Mm-hmm. While we're on that subject, John Cassese, who is up for Best Adult Contemporary Artist, who we've had here in the show on Music and Mayhem, was there at the award show. He is, now listen to this, everybody. He's an amazing talent, as you know, and we love him for Adult Contemporary Artists, so vote for him as well. And if you mention the Artists and Music Awards, you know, he is the international dance doctor to the stars, and he is offering a free dance lesson to anybody who comes down to his studio, buys one of his CDs, he'll give you a free dance lesson. That's pretty darn cool.
Ladies love a good dancer.
They do. Travis. why don't we...
John Travolta taught me that.
Travis, I want to hear some more of your songs, so... We'll jump back real quick to your next song here, which I believe is the fourth song on the CD.
Yeah, the fourth track.
And what is that called?
I forget the name. I believe it's Let Me Love You.
Let Me Love You.
Like that.
Yes.
Is
the
that
way,
right?
Oh,
all right.
Wait. Let's clarify for everybody. It's called Let Me Love You the Way I Love Porno.
Yeah. That's in parentheses. Yeah. The Way I Love Porno.
All right. Well, hold on 1 second and we'll just check that out.
All right. Thank you. One of my favorite songs of mine.
You are so beautiful, a giant ball of wonderful. I just want to dip some chips in it. There's no need for shame here. If you've got shame, I've got fear. We're just doing God's work. After all, take my hand and let me love you the way I love porno, the way I love porno. Let me love you. Yeah, the Barstow Motel where lovers hide. I look at you and say I'm going to the vending machines. I come back with some free toast. I'll see you took off your clothes. I get in close and look into those eyes.
One, two, three. Let's take a trip, shall we? To Tits Town. Palm trees and blonde easy women. Is this a dream that I'm living? Cruising down Sunset Boulevard. City of Angels, city of heaven. Good God, some good living. Riding down Hollywood Boulevard. Gonna get me a beach house in Malibu. A little blondie girlfriend age 22. Leaving Fresno tonight, packing my bags and taking the first flight to Los Angeles. I'll send you a postcard of some big fake tips, and that's how you'll know I've made it in Los Angeles. In this town, every day of summer, year round, it's bikini weather, like candy for my eye. But it won't be all roses and fake boobs. It will take some time getting used to these liberals and their open-mindedness. Gonna get me a Camaro 1969 with a little blondie girlfriend right by my side. No seat belts. Leaving Fresno tonight, packing my bags and taking the first flight to Los Angeles. I'll send you a postcard of some big fake tips, and that's how you'll know I've made it in Los Angeles. All right, lay it on sweet, like soy sauce on rice. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's tasty. I can taste it in my mouth. Here we go. King of movies, the capital of porno. Jesus Christ, I'm a lucky fella to wake up here every single day. Charlie Sheen and Ralph Macchio, I see them bright stars everywhere I go. Like Randy Newman said, I love L.A. L.A. Goddamn town, I got my girlfriend pregnant, and it's time to bed. Goodbye. Thank you.
song his whole life. Now he's got the answers to the meaning of life. We watch them walk by. We watch them walk.
Watch Them Walk by Atomics. Before that, we heard L.A. Dreamin' by Travis Creeps and Let Me Love You the Way I Love Porno. Makes sense. Also by Travis Creeps. Travis in the studio with us here.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, hey, Travis.
Hello.
Hey, hey, Julian.
Hello.
Hey, Julian.
Hello.
Hello, Mr.
Hello.
Shul. Mr.
Hey.
Julian.
I love that sound that he makes.
I know, that like little, you know. Yeah, I don't know what.
That sound?
That sound.
Hey. You know, that's you just expressing an inner feeling, you know.
Hey.
That's what's deep down.
It feels good. It does.
Does, yeah, and it feels great.
Let me do one
feels
more.
Feels great.
You.
Do one more, and then let's
let it out. Let it out. Julian,
hey.
Let's hear
it.
Not bad.
That
Taylor,
does.
Let one out.
It feels really
you got
good.
One? You got one?
I'm holding it back.
All right.
Well, come on, one. Just
the longer you hold it, the harder it is to get it out. Trust me, it's like constipation. It's like constipation.
Do it one more time.
All right. There it is. All right. Yeah.
That was good.
I give it an 8.9.
All right.
Point. I give it a 7.
Thanks.
I give Julian's a 9.3.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Travis, you get a 10.5.
Oh, you're too kind.
I try.
I wish I got that high of scores in school.
Tell me now. Tell me, you've written all your songs about your ex-wife.
Well, I wouldn't say all. Okay. I wouldn't say all, but a lot. Maybe half.
She sounds like a little bit of a whore, no?
That's what I've been saying.
That's what I've been saying.
No. I mean, I don't want to badmouth her too much. I mean, she is the mother of my child. But that being said, I mean, she's a crazy bee. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're on radio, so I'm going to respect, you know, language.
A bee.
Let's call her a bee.
What was one of the things?
She's a bumblebee.
One of the things that she did to you.
Oh, man. Well, she was as jealous as you could get. You know what I mean? I'd go out and play shows, right? That's what I do. I'm
right.
a performer.
Right.
And, you know, naturally, I swoon ladies. You know, ladies are into me. they want them some creeps.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never cheated on my wife until the end, but I never cheated her midway or in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she would just, the jealousy would rise up like a volcano, like Mount Vesuvius or something. And she, when I came home after a show, man, she would just let out in front of Joe, my son.
Oh.
And, you know, it's all that drama and whatnot. One time she threw stuff at me. I'd ordered a pizza and she threw the whole pie at my face.
Oh my god!
You know what I mean?
Waste of food too.
And she wasted food. That cost me some money.
Yeah,
well,
that's
terrible. And it wasn't like Little Caesar's pizza. It was like some good stuff. I got
like Domino's,
Papa John's.
No, it was even better than that. It was this place called Tony's.
Oh my god!
But that's another story. But you know, so she was just jealous and she had a mean spirit to her. Her name's Rhonda. I won't say her last name.
Help her, Rhonda.
So, I mean, Let Me Love You actually wrote for her. That's how I won her heart. I serenaded her with that song. Yeah. I said, baby, let me love you the way I love porno.
Wow.
And she,
who wouldn't swoon over that?
Right?
I mean, any girl, right?
Right?
Right.
That was the beginning. The end? Never enough. You heard that song earlier.
Yes, yeah.
And that kind of just sums up the spirit of our marriage at the end.
I'm so sorry, Travis.
Yeah, it's all right.
I mourn your loss.
Don't cry for me, Taylor. Cry for me.
I'll try not
to.
Well,
I mean, are you...
All right, you can cry for me if you want.
All right, I will.
Are you seeing someone else now? Or are you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a bundle, ladies.
A bundle.
I got a bundle, ladies, you know.
A bushel.
I got a bushel.
How does that work out, a bundle of ladies? I only have one lady, so I don't know how.
I've got a folder of women like Mitt Romney.
Julian's lucky to have that one lady.
Yeah.
But she's a heck of a lady.
She is a heck of a lady.
She's worth at least, you know, 50 ladies.
I would say, yeah.
Well, Travis, I'm really glad you're here to share this story of your life and your music, which is awesome.
Thank you,
very
Taylor.
Funny stuff.
Thank
really,
you very much.
Really well crafted.
I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you.
It's a pleasure.
Let us listen to one song that's sort of in the country vein. Let's see if
Beautiful.
We can get this going
country
here.
Country Day today.
Let's check it out. This is Hillbilly Herald.
All right.
Take me home, country road.
Oh, Take Me Home, Country Roads. That was Hillbilly Herald here on Indie100.com with me, your host, Taylor Van Arsdale. The show is Music and Mayhem, joined by my co-host, Mr. Julian Rios III.
Hi.
And Travis Creeps in the studio. Travis, Hey. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, no problem, Taylor.
Really appreciate you being here, and thanks for sharing all your crazy songs.
It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure having you in the studio.
It warmed my man bosom to be here.
It was a pleasure having you in the studio, Mr. Creeps.
Anytime. Any dang time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Mr. Creeps.
Should I give my final plugs?
Yes, please. Tell us where
okay.
we can find your music.
You can find me on my site, traviscreeps.com. You can find me on bandcamp.com, Reverb Nation. And I got a show coming up January 19th at Trip in Santa Monica. Great little bar, free admission.
People, get out there and see Travis if you can.
Please.
Also, I want to say thank you to Mikey J of KGUP FM for always rebroadcasting our show. And Mark Lemdansky and Carol Riordan of ButterfliesRadio.com for their support and for also syndicating us on their show. Carol and Mark now are on Indie 100 as well, so you can also hear their show here. We want to wish them a warm welcome and hope that you're listening
welcome.
To them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also to Howard and Vern of Howard and Vern on Mutiny Radio up in San Francisco, who are always playing my clients, and also some of the artists that I'm turning them on to. Really, really appreciate that, you guys.
Okay.
You rock.
You rock.
You rock.
So much.
You rock.
Rock in my world.
You freaking rock. Chicken licking, rocking.
And also, if you're looking for music PR or management, please check out tailfish.com. If you want to contact me, you can always reach out to me at tailfish@tailfish.com. Shoot me an email. Tell me something you liked about the show. Ladies, sorry, stop sending your pictures. Julian has already got a girlfriend.
Just tell her what your favorite
That's
fish
right,
is.
That's right, he's taken.
Or just
what's your favorite fish? Just, you know, you could just email her and say, Taylor, my favorite fish
catfish.
Is swordfish.
Catfish.
Catfish. Mahi-mahi. Ahi.
Ahi tuna.
Oh, my gosh. On that note.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
And ladies, I'm sorry if I swooned you.
It's all
But
good.
I'm not really sorry.
It's all good. Thanks so much for tuning in. And let's hear one more by Travis. Let's close out with this song by Travis. It's called There's Always Whiskey.
Words I live by.
I think I live by that too.
There's always whiskey when she won't kiss me. Yeah, I just pick up my flat. Don't need to wipe. There's always I first saw you staring through the bottom of my glass. We hit it off, talking about steak sauce and fresh grass. I said, let's go to my place. Made my move and got slapped in the face. There's always whiskey when she won't kiss me. I'd pick up my flat, don't need to ask. There's always whiskey. I first saw you through the rear view of my Dodge Ram. I picked you up, went to Denny's, bought you a Grand Slam. I went in for a hit. You said hell no, and that's when I met your fist. There's always whiskey she's got me through a lot of the hard times. My first two marriages, for example. I needed to get me through the day, but that's okay. There's always whiskey. Here we go. There's always whiskey. My flask, don't need to ask. There's always.